Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Fun Friday episode coming your way. Tandler's here. What's up, dude?
Hey, doing great.
Pete is here. What's up, Pete?
Hey, doing great.
And we've got Hockey Mitch on the phone, local celebrity.
Welcome back.
He's strictly a hockey guy now, so we might have to remind him some pigskin stuff for this conversation. Mitchell, how are you?
Pretty good. We're not going to talk about this in a frozen pond?
Nah, dude. There'll be no blue lines, no offensive zones.
Mitch, I've been wondering, do you like big hockey players as much as you like big football players, or are they not big enough, or do you like, how's that work? Does that transfer over into hockey?
You know, I like the enforcers. I like the guys that are laying the wood. Tom Wilson is my guy.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a hockey guy now, Mitch.
I've always been a little bit of a hockey guy, but during the playoffs, I become much more, especially the way these guys are going this year.
All right. Well, we missed you. We're glad to have you back. We got a lot of fun stuff. On the last podcast, you heard us do a very, very intricate breakdown of the 2014 draft class where Tandler just pulls out facts about Ted Bolzer. Today, we're going to do the 2015 draft class review. And if you're wondering why we're doing these, it's because when the drafts happen, everybody says, oh, you know, we can't grade these guys right now. We got to see what they become. So it's been three seasons since the 2015 draft class. We can take a look and figure out what these guys are. Coincidentally or not, it also dovetails well with an article I wrote about guys that are going into the 2018 season on contract years and what I expect the Redskins to do with each of those players. We also, this is a big deal.
Yes.
We're going to give Pete a chance, Tandler, right?
All we were saying is give Pete a chance.
One more chance.
We're going to do another.
No.
Yeah. We didn't tell Mitch.
I think Mitch just hung up and is going to go back to Cap One Arena.
Mitch is back preparing for the neutral zone trap. We're giving Pete another chance at 20 questions. A lot of people said it was fun and that Tandler just did it wrong.
Right.
So
most people said I did it right, but we'll move on from that.
All right. This is why this is going to be a fun one, because not only are we doing 20 questions with Pete, we're also, it's way overdue. I don't know when the last time we did one of these.
During the season, I think.
Yeah. We got a Tandler's Got Jokes. Special May edition Tandler's Got Jokes. I'm sure there'll be a laugh riot.
I almost want to call this an emergency podcast with all the bits we got going.
Nah, dude. All right, let's get started, shall we? 2015 draft class. Mitch, so you know, we go through and we give each player a grade, and then we come up with a cumulative grade. It's fairly easy unless Pete and Tandler get us bogged down. Pete also provides another player that went right around that player that might have been a better pick.
I may be hockey Mitch now, but I listen to the podcast every single time they come out.
What a guy. What a guy. Not sure I believe you, but I'm impressed.
It just feels good to have meat hole again, Mitch. Welcome back, bud.
The meat hole. That's what we'll call you guys.
Boy.
That's awful.
All right. All right, 2015, this was the first Redskins draft with a first-round pick since the 2012 selection of Robert DeGriffin III.
And Scott's first draft, right?
Yeah, and this is Scott McLuhan's draft. All right, First round, fifth overall, the Redskins select Brandon Scherff out of Iowa. I cannot wait to get Rich Taylor's grade on this pick. Taylor, let's go to you.
I'm kind of conflicted. I still don't think.
You hated that they drafted a guard.
I did. And I still do to an extent. Leonard Williams, who went next, I think is better all the way around.
Yeah, Pete, give us the next five picks after Scherff.
Okay, so after Williams was six, Kevin White seven,
terrible.
Blech. Vic Beasley eight,
Vic
stud.
Beasley, good.
Eric Flowers nine, blech. And then ready for this one at 10, Todd Gurley.
Yeah. So there were
a couple busts.
I don't have a problem with Brandon Scherff, the player. He is very good. Obviously, he's made a couple of Pro Bowls. It's the impact of the position that high up in the draft. That I don't like, the lack of impact.
Sure. What's your grade?
I'll go a B.
B.
He's a good player. I'm certainly not going to dispute that.
Mitchell, what say you? I know you love the big men. No one is a nastier big man than Brandon Scherff.
I do. At the time of the draft, I thought he was an easy A. I liked the kid coming out.
Because you thought he was going to play tackle?
Yeah, I thought he was going to play tackle. I thought he was going to be a stud. And seeing him move to guard was kind of a big hit. I'm with Taylor. I go maybe a B- on it. He's a
Mitch is giving it a B-.
He's a really good guard, but not really great at numbers.
Brandon Scherff owes a lot to Morgan Moses being able to step up and play right tackle.
Yeah.
I'm cool to B. Pete, you care much one way or the other? It's tough because he's a good player and has really helped them. Beasley, Gurley, there was another D lineman. Leonard Williams, obviously. No, but I thought there was one more.
What we talked about, it's going to be fun when the Jets come to town and see those two guys go up against each other, Leonard Williams and Scherff.
And we'll get to see Sam Darnold against his first NFL competition.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. I made one mistake, and I'll never forget about it. I'm sorry.
By the way, way more than one mistake, Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm with three perfect podcast hosts, and then it's just lowly me. My bad.
Jeez, cranky Pete.
It's a
fun
Wikipedia.
Friday. It is Wikipedia Pete. Yes. All right. Moving on. Preston Smith, second round, 38th overall pick. Preston's been very good. 20 sacks in 3 years. Never had a double-digit sacks, but he also gets interceptions. He forces fumbles. Been durable. Never missed a game.
Since he was drafted, no other player in the NFL has over 20 sacks, three or more forced fumbles, and three or more interceptions.
Taylor, you're his agent, dude. You don't have to sell us on
a.
how much you like Preston Smith.
I'll just leave it at A.
Mitchell?
A.
Pete, me?
Yeah.
I'm cool with an A.
A.
All right. Preston's been good. I think Preston's going to have a big contract year, which is what we're going to talk about. I think Preston's about to get paid.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of talent, really, the picks before, the picks after. This was probably the best pick of that early second round portion.
I saw Preston at a Caps game. I was like, dude, you're about to get paid. He kind of just smiled and shook his head. All right, Matt.
What's he supposed to say there?
Right. Not that I expected us to talk about it. It was just kind of funny.
The detail.
That's what JP says to me when he walks into the office every once in a while.
Yeah. Here's a terrible pick, boys. And this one set the Redskins back tremendously because they cut Alfred Morris and the run game went to poop. Third round pick, 95th overall, Matt Jones, running back out of Florida. I'm going F, maybe a D.
Yeah, I bet they got something out of him his rookie year, and then he, still the backstory of why he got just benched and buried. I mean, just absolutely inactive over a Rob Kelly who I like. Rob, not who was the other running back that year. Mac Brown and Chris obviously, but he's like a different kind of deal.
It was Chris, Rob, and Mac Brown.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear the backstory, but because the guy's big, he's fast. I mean, taking some of those screen passes his rookie year and rumbling 60, 70 yards.
But now he has since been cut by the Colts. Who signed him? The Eagles,
Eagles is now.
Has decided on him that he is not very good at football.
Big and strong, but doesn't run that way. Yeah. And I think that's the problem.
And fast.
Right.
He's got straight open field, straight line speed.
I'm in the clubhouse.
Maybe he should be a tight end.
I'm in the clubhouse with a D grade.
I'll go D.
Mitch?
D.
Yeah, one of my friends who I went to school with covers the Eagles, and he tweeted that Matt Jones signed and he'll bring a different element to the backfield, a power back. And I was like, no, the element he's going to bring is fumbling.
Well, he's not going to make that team. You never know. Yeah. But
so I just wanted to temper his expectations a little bit.
He'll get his revenge when A.J. Francis gets his revenge.
Oh, Tandler, take a
shot. Yeah, Tandler.
The first three grades of the 2015 draft spell bad, just so everyone. B-A-D.
That's great.
You know what else sucks looking at this? Like, the weight of a bad pick in the third round should not carry the same as the bad pick in the seventh round. Like, looking back on our grade from Wednesday of the 2014 draft, like, the fact that Ted Bolser and Zach Hocker in the seventh round kind of buried that draft is unfair to that draft. Yeah, so maybe
this formula is totally whack, but it's very easy to figure out at the end, so we're going to stick with it.
I'll get a spreadsheet out, okay?
I would love it next time,
and we'll weight the grades by round. I mean, that's not a bad idea, but we're just...
Right. Here comes an A. Jamison Crowder, fourth round, 105, wideout out of Duke. Oh, real quick, Pete, tell us what players were around Matt Jones.
So the best player, and he went 10 or so picks before, was David Johnson, another running back, but they didn't have a chance to take him. They almost got him, so maybe if he made it there, they would have gone with him instead, and wow, history would look a lot different, and that grade probably wouldn't spell bad, but the players around him weren't anything special either.
Okay, fourth round, Jamison Crowder, easy A across the board, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very productive fourth round.
Yeah.
Yep.
Second fourth rounder, Ari Quanjo, a guard out of Alabama, who is now likely done for the 2018 season. The Skins cut him last year. He wound his way back to the Redskins after Sean Laval got hurt.
And the rest of the...
Right.
Several other people got hurt.
I think maybe you can't go D because Matt Jones got a D, but... The grade on Ari can't be very good.
He got cut like 2 years into his career. I think it's a pretty low grade.
Yeah. He salvaged something at the end. He wasn't great at the end of last year, but he came in.
But he had already been cut. I don't know if he even counts as a draft pick at that point.
Yes. Well, he does. The reason they picked him up and played him the next day was because he'd been through training camp with him and knew all the plays and everything. So I'll go a C minus, 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 minus.
No, it has to begin with a D.
No, I give him a C.
Mitch, you've long loved Ari, dude. They cut the guy last year.
Yeah, it has to start
with a D. How are you giving him a C?
He got in and played last year.
After he had been cut.
But like Chandler said, the only reason that they were able to put him in was because he knew the offense and was able to play.
Mitch's long love affair with Ari Quanjo is one of the more bizarre romances I've ever
imagine known. If they drafted Vita Vea and he could watch Vita Vea go up against Ari Quanjo in training camp. That'd be his dream.
By the way, again, if they hadn't been able to pick up and play Ari Quanjo, who would have played guard? That who would have played that guard?
Somebody
Ari Quanjo, except his name would have been different.
Yeah, dude. All right, whatever. C minus. This is gonna suck because the not waiting this is just
yeah.
Martrell Spate has been on the team. We're talking fifth round, 140 first overall pick, fifth rounder Martrell Spate. You know, you have a fifth rounder that's on the team through his rookie contract. I think that's good. I give it a C.
Yeah, about what you expect.
It's anybody fighting a C there?
He's been injured a little bit.
Pete likes him because he gives hype
talks.
No,
I was going to say C minus or D, but like you said, he's a fifth rounder who's been on the team for a while.
If Ari Quanjo
gets
a C, and
well,
he's
I think
cut.
Ari gets a D.
Right.
This is a round where there's some talent. We have Stephon Diggs. Hello. And then there's
after him.
Yep, after him. And then sorry, I lost.
Wait, Steph went in the fifth.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Jay Ajayi
so
also
means,
went in the
that
fifth.
That means Ari Quanjo too, because he was. You know, Ari was 30 picks after Ari was 7 picks after Jameson. Damn.
Diggs was 5 picks after. Jay Ajayi was 8 picks after Martrell Spate.
Yeesh.
Scouting.
That's some missing. I mean, dude, you never. Everybody's
again,
throwing
I get
darts.
It,
but,
I get
we're also talking about the fifth round. A lot of teams missed on those guys.
Yeah.
And even the teams that picked them missed on them four rounds in a row.
Stop taking my fun out, Mitch. My job is to just throw out players who make people upset. All right.
Here's a sad one. Sixth round, 181st overall pick, Kaishan Jarrett. Ugh. I'm giving Kaishan a B. His development as a rookie was tremendous. He looked like he could be a really valuable player.
That's what I was thinking.
Mitch, I mean, we're knocking other guys for injuries.
I think a B is because he's a nice story. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a sixth round pick, and they didn't really get a whole lot out of him. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
It is what it is, kind of, you know.
Tevin Mitchell. So Jarrett went 181. Tevin Mitchell went 182.
That has to be an incomplete.
We didn't give it. All right, then we almost have to go back and change the last one.
But they cut him. I mean, they wanted to keep him and keep him around. He got injured. They cut him. The Colts did what, you know, kind of a gentleman's agreement. Nobody did. They claimed him. I mean, that, you know, you really can't judge what he has done. I mean, they wanted to keep him. They intended to.
If you want to keep him, then you keep him, Tandler.
Well, because they have this stupid rule where you you have to go through waivers.
It's the rule. If you want to keep him, you keep him.
Okay,
how is that
does.
An incomplete, and we knocked the 2014 class because of Peyton Bolster?
Because of Zach Hawker
because
not beating Kai Forbath.
They decided this guy's not worth being on our team, and they cut Bolster.
They decided the same thing with Tevin Mitchell. They cut him, too.
You don't see any difference at all between the two situations.
They cut one guy and hoped he cleared waivers so they could sign him to the practice squad, right?
No, but so they could put him on injured reserve. That's what you have to do. Put him on injured reserve. This was not the cut to 53 where they floated him out there. No team ever. It's very, very, very unusual for a team to do that.
Okay, man.
We are arguing over Tevin Mitchell. All right. Another example why this is the best Redskins pod available.
Evan Spencer, 187, sixth rounder out of Ohio State.
That's an F.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He did get injured.
Mitch, take it easy with the sound effects, dude. You're going to blow out the bass.
Is that real loud to you guys?
Yeah, that hurt my ears.
Tandler is very defensive of the late round 2015 NFL draft.
Add it to the list.
Austin was, I never know if it was Ryder or
Ryder. Ryder.
Ryder.
For a seventh round pick that may have had a job and then he got claimed by the Browns. I think he's
so it was okay that he got claimed, but it's not okay that Tevin Mitchell.
You were the one arguing that it doesn't count. Whatever.
But they
I don't want to argue anymore about
cut him because
Tevin
he was
Mitchell. I don't care. What's the grade on Austin Ryder?
C-.
C-.
He's on the Brown, played a little for the Browns. Whoop-de-doo. Congrats.
This is
ACL in his first game with the Browns, right?
Yeah, I don't think he ever played.
Okay.
Next year. Last year he played.
Sorry, my file on Austin Reeder isn't that deep.
All right.
2017 played 16 games for the Browns, no starts, so I guess he just played on special teams. But he was there active, I assume, as their backup center.
That team was pretty good, too, weren't they? What was their record that year?
Oh.
He got a spill.
Tandler just got so mad, he hit the microphone and spilled his bottle of water.
I did not spill anything.
I kind of did.
Nothing spilled.
I give that spill a B-.
Eight.
Okay.
I'm adding this up. 12.
This grade is going to suck.
I mean, the draft had two real good players in it, and
Sheriff Crowder Smith, that's decent.
I meant value. I was going with Crowder and Smith. Yeah. Like real good value where they were. Sheriff.
All right.
I think
there's something to be said for getting a player fifth overall who's been very good.
All right. I got this thing at a 20 total points. The C minuses I counted as 1.5 instead of 2.
Okay.
Because the weight in this thing was so screwed up that Austin Ryder is getting a C minus, never played a snap for the Redskins.
Okay. So it's 10, it's 10, 10 picks.
So it's a C average. 20. 10 picks, 20 total points, C average.
But you know what? We can quibble about, you know, weighting, everything like that, but that's how it looks to me.
But, I mean, you got three really highly productive players.
Yeah. I think it should be higher than a C.
I just would like to get in a draft to have, you know, again, Kaishan Jarrett. That's just a tragedy. What happened? Somebody out of those last couple of rounds who's at least still around contributing, doing special teams.
I tell you what, I think the grades are hard, man. I think the 2014 grade should have been higher because that was almost a D, right? That worked out to be like
a C minus.
I think this one is at least a B. We have to figure out to weight them because missing on Tevin Mitchell and Evan Spencer doesn't matter nearly as much as missing on Matt Jones. And that's a big hole in that draft is missing on Matt Jones.
Very true.
All right. That leads us right. So C is the grade. I think we all agree it's kind of more of a B.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right, everybody?
B minus, I would say, is a good landing spot.
All right, but that leads us into the players from that draft class that are coming up for their rookie deals. So the Redskins have already first round picks are the only pick where there's a fifth year option. The Redskins have picked up Brandon Scherff's option. So his free agency has been postponed until 2019. I would certainly think the Skins try to get a deal done with Sheriff this time next year.
If not sooner, but yeah.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
So that leaves really a few guys from this list. Preston Smith, who we've all talked at length. Taylor, you've got him making
12 to 14. And
AAV.
You know what? My early prediction is tagged.
What would the tag pay him?
Tag would pay about that. I think close to 14.
I almost like the transition tag there.
I hate the transition
More tag talk.
Okay,
damn it.
All right, Russell. Move it on.
The tag talk isn't coming.
It doesn't save you that much.
I think they're going to try to keep Preston Smith. He's going to cost a lot of money, though. I think you're looking at $30 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and it'll be hard to have him and Kerrigan making big money, but that'll only be for 2 years. I think you can work around that.
Always re-sign Junior Glatt.
He's still available.
He's still there.
Still available.
It appears that ship has sailed when Doug called him and pulled the offer, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
And plus, we're talking a year from now, which we got to hammer home that folks understand. Jameson Crowder's the other one. And the market for Crowder just got a lot more interesting because of the deal Cleveland gave Jarvis Landry.
Well, Landry had 100 catch seasons.
Right. But he was also the primary target.
Okay, well, whatever.
I don't think Crowder's going to get Landry money or should, but I think there's long been a thought that, like, you got to play on the outside to get paid, and I think that mindset might be changing.
It could. I think, you know, the Browns, well, just see if this is an outlier. Like, what's his name? Tavon Austin was an outlier.
Right. That was
a
terrible deal.
I mean, there are some, you know, not everybody follows the terrible deal.
Right.
I think that happens more in baseball.
What do you think happens with Crowder? And here's why I think it's important to look at this stuff, because generally the Redskins lock up the guys they want to keep before it ever gets to free agency. You look at, and it's not just big names like Trent Williams, Ryan Kerrigan, Quentin Dunbar, Chris Thompson, Morgan Moses. They get these deals done before those guys get to free agency. And that's why I think it's interesting to look at Preston and especially Crowder right now. I think this is a big season for Crowder because expectations were higher for him in 2017, and while he played well, he didn't play all that well for what folks thought.
Well, the whole offense really didn't play.
Right.
It's not as productive, it's not as humming like it was the previous two years.
Totally. And the O-line issues, I mean, there were issues all over the place, but Crowder personally had some drops you didn't expect,
yeah.
He had some fumbles you didn't expect.
He only ended up...
He was banged up a little. He missed the first game of his
career.
And was the
training camp.
Yeah.
Got him. And I think did a concussion keep him out of Seattle game?
Might have. I don't remember. Yeah. But that was D. Hall returning punts.
Right.
What do you think happens with Crowder?
I think he goes. I think this team, they got $9 million in cap space right now.
Right. I think the compensatory pick formula sets up nice if somebody can work out for them. They think they have somebody for the long
Trey
term.
Quinn.
I worry the Trey Quinn hype is getting a little out of the station.
A little,
but,
yeah.
I'm just, it's
they're clearing out space for his ring of fame.
Scarcity. Right. Mitchell, anything on Preston or
JMO?
Just as far as JMO goes, you know, obviously we haven't seen Alec play here, but he loves the slot receivers in KC. He could help make JMO a lot of money this year.
Yeah, and in turn, the Redskins get a higher pick if he gets a lot of money.
Yep.
Couple other names, guys that contract going into the final year of their contract, Anthony Lanier. But because he was undrafted, he'll be a restricted free agent.
They'll
the Skins will absolutely tender him.
They'll do what they – yeah. Yeah. Did they do that with Dunbar, or did they just sign Dunbar?
Yeah, Dunbar was RFA'd. Thompson was RFA'd.
Gotcha.
No, Dunbar never got to there. They signed him the day after the season before they had to put it on.
But Thompson was RFA'd.
Thompson was RFA'd, and then in August.
Yep.
Sometime, I believe. Maybe early September.
But they're keeping – Lanier shows pass rushing ability from the interior of the defensive line. They're keeping him.
Mm-hmm. Lenny Longfoot.
Colt McCoy is an interesting one who I see leaving, assuming they like the development of Kevin Hogan. I think Colt wants to go somewhere – he's not going to get a starter job, but I think he wants to go somewhere where he might be able to compete, go to a bad team where they're drafting a young kid and he has a chance. But he also has a great spot with Jay Gruden.
Right.
Can we do that with Pete with another podcast?
Here's an interesting one.
I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to stay here forever.
Ty Nsekhe. I think unless he plays guard and it works really well, I think Ty Nsekhe as the swing tackle backup, meet Jerron Christian. I think that's the plan there. It's an interesting one to watch. Inseki's another guy that they RFA'd last year, 2 years.
He's going to be 33 years old in October.
Right. Mitch, I know you like big men. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I like Ty a lot. I think this time a lot to see what we get out of him this year, where he plays, how well he plays. He's kind of, I would say he's up in the air. You know, we got to see what we get out of him.
All right, here we go. It's time for the return of 20 questions. Real quick word from sponsors, and then it's Pete's big chance.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Pete. This is a big opportunity. The first iteration of 20 Questions went somewhere between terrible and funny terrible.
Yeah.
So don't mess it up, dude.
Is this a Redskins player we're talking about, Tandler? Or
that should be asked in the question. That's like one of
Hold on.
It is a Redskins player. I'm not forcing you guys to waste a question.
A player that played for the Redskins.
Yes. Okay. He wore the burgundy and gold on a football field NFL.
Okay. Tandler, go. You have number one.
Did this player play in the years 2000 to 2009 for the Washington Redskins?
Yes.
All right, so we're clear. This guy played for the Redskins between 2000 and 2009.
That was the question. That's what he answered.
Yes.
Next question.
JP, okay. I think it was a fair follow-up, so yes.
We had a lot of
confusion. I'm not going to be cranky like Tandler was. We're here to have fun.
All right.
Salty Tandler is great.
All right, I'll go second. Mitch, you're up third. Did he play offense?
No.
All right.
Was this player drafted by the Redskins?
No.
Okay. You're up, Tandler.
Did this player play on the defensive line?
No.
All right, so what do we know now? He's either a linebacker or a corner, and he wasn't drafted by the Redskins. And did you only ask if he played from 2000 to 2009?
Yeah,
so he could have played after that too.
Before or after?
Okay,
As long as it was somewhere in those.
No way, it was before. Pete doesn't know any football before like 2005.
Yes.
All right. So we know linebacker or corner, correct?
Yep.
This is dumb to do. Is this player London Fletcher?
No. I love that UA says. Oh, and by the way, if you guys get this player, I'll buy you all like a drink at Redskins Park because I'm confident that
they serve drinks at Redskins Park.
Like a Pepsi or a Cheerwine or whatever you weirdos drink out there.
Go ahead.
Because I'm confident you won't get it.
Mitch, you're up.
Does this player play linebacker?
No.
Why would you pick somebody you're confident we won't get? That is so stupid.
Because this is
a secondary from 2009 ish. 2000 to 2009.
Yeah. It's supposed to be someone we can't. All right, go ahead.
This is a fun one.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to use all 20 of your questions. I'll guarantee that.
Did this player play in a playoff game?
No.
Talk me through that, Taylor. There's only two playoff games, right?
Right.
Did this player wear a jersey number in the 20s?
Let me just research that real quick. I just want to be sure.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I don't want to derail the whole game. Yes. In the 20s.
Okay. Corner in the 20s.
Or safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. JP keeps forgetting that there's like two positions in the secondary, which is weird.
Pete picks guys that are impossible to figure out when we're on a time limit in a podcast.
Right.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Did this guy Was this guy a regular starter?
No. And I'll go even this far. Not even close. He was a bit player.
This game is so stupid.
Not like a random guy they signed for one game. He had it. Just keep going, and if he gets like 15, I'll give you a hint.
Okay, was this player a safety?
Yes.
So this isn't my guess, but I think it's Ifeanyi Owolete.
No, but I'll say that you're like in a decent neighborhood there.
All right, so we've had 10 questions. Taylor's keeping track.
We've had 10.
All right, and so he's a corner, right? He's a corner that was in the 20s.
No, it's a safety.
He plays secondary in the secondary.
I thought you just asked. Was the guy a corner?
Yeah, and I said no.
Oh, so he's a safety.
Safety in the 20s who played for the Redskins.
Oh, Olete played safety. He didn't play corner. All right, we're 10 questions deep, and we know that this is a safety in the 20s. Do I have that right?
Who wasn't in a playoff game, who didn't start regularly, wasn't drafted by them, kind of a bit player, and that you guys are apparently annoyed with.
We're annoyed with you.
This is how the game is supposed to unfold. It's supposed to be hard.
All right, Taylor, what years were the playoff years? 06?
05, 07.
05, 07.
The best years of my life, baby.
So should we ask if this guy was coached by Gibbs? Does that make sense? Because that would
narrow it down.
Yes.
Was this guy coached by Joe Gibbs?
Yes. All right. Great Joe Gibbs.
So he only played in 06, or when did Gibbs quit? 08?
No.
07 was his last year.
05 or, no, excuse me, 04 or 06?
04 or 06, yeah.
That's when this guy played?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Great teamwork by you three. I'm really enjoying this.
Although this could be some dumb BS from Pete that he didn't actually play in the playoff team, but he was on the playoff team.
It's not that. Okay. It's not that. I love how you guys are working together. I can see your gears turning.
2004.
Okay, Mitch's question.
Was this guy a special teamer?
Had to be.
Ooh, I'll say this. Yes. Like, oh yeah, he was. When we figure it out, you'll know why I said that.
All right. Who's the best gunner from 04, 06?
I think you guys are getting close. I'm getting a little nervous.
Was he...
I love 20 questions.
Was he a returner?
No.
Hey, that's 13. We got 7 left.
I love this.
I hate this. Did he play college football in a power conference?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not...
I'll even say the Big Ten. 6 questions remain.
Did this guy wear red in college?
Yes, he did.
All right, so we got what? Nebraska, Ohio State,
Minnesota. What, was Nebraska in the Big Ten then?
No, but Pete wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah. Actually...
Indiana, Ohio State, Minnesota.
That's a question.
Jeez.
Narrowing the heck down to that.
Yeah, okay. It was definitely red and definitely in the Big Ten. It's not like the conference has changed since then or anything.
Maryland? When the hell did Maryland go?
No, not Maryland.
I hate this so much.
I just focus on the special teams bit.
I am.
But he's not a gunner or a returner.
Is it like
Ethan Albright? Is it Ethan Albright?
No.
It can't be Albright. He said it's a safety.
Yeah, when did Ethan Albright roam the secondary in D.C.?
But if he's not a gunner and he's not a returner and he's a safety, I mean, what else is there on special teams?
Is a gunner...
Safety could be...
The gunner is defined as the guy who just tackles on punts, right? Like
the guys who line up on the
outside.
Yeah,
the outside.
He's definitely not a gunner. Or he might have been, but what I'm thinking of is he wasn't...
I mean, he could be like a wedge guy on kickoffs, or he could have blocked a
as
kick.
A safety?
Oh, hello. What did you just say there, JP?
Are there any memorable kicks blocked?
Oh,
who blocked a kick to like Sean Taylor return?
Oh, hello.
Who blocked that kick?
Let's see. Who's got the memory?
He's the guy that's in the league office right now.
Hello.
Troy Vincent?
Yes.
We have a winner. Troy Vincent. That wow. Play... Troy Vincent blocking that field goal and Sean Taylor returning it and Nick Novak kicking the game winner is one of the best plays from my childhood. I remember listening to it in the car. I've watched that play over and over on YouTube. And while Troy Vincent is not a guy you think of as a Redskin in any way, shape, or form, he is forever a Redskin in my mind for that. And that is why he is a perfect 20 questions.
And you are forever banned.
You have talked way too much. I don't know if we're ever bringing that back. If people liked it, let me know. Tandler, I need Tandler's Got Jokes because I found that so annoying.
You don't feel accomplished that you figured that out?
No, dude. It's got to be somebody relevant. Like, you picked the most obscure dude. That was not... Tandler, was that fun to you? Am I being... No. I'm going to the biggest grump to ask if I'm being grumpy. Mitch, was that fun to you?
That was mildly annoying. Let's let the listeners tell us whether they liked it or not.
Yeah, and you know, I think if we give it a go, it should be somebody a little bit more well known.
Someone that didn't have 8 games with the franchise. All right.
One of the best moments this
century. But that's okay, Pete. For what you did, that's okay. Okay. You ready for Tandler's Got
Jokes?
He's
got notes.
No, rolled up.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, there we go.
Pete. Yeah. Pete, you have to post the video of Tandler reading his jokes off of a cheat sheet.
All right. It's off of my iPad.
Go ahead, Tandler. I'll just take a picture and post it when we do the pod.
Okay. Here we go. Can a kangaroo...
Hold on. Start again.
Can a kangaroo jump higher than the Empire State Building?
I don't know.
Of course it can. The Empire State Building can't jump.
Oh, jeez.
Makes you think.
Exactly.
Already better than 20 questions.
Okay.
This is peak off season right here.
Do you have
here.
Any Troy Vincent jokes in there?
What is the best thing about Switzerland?
It's neutral.
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
Oh, I love it. Let's go.
That's actually a good joke.
That is the winner so far. Third one.
I got a new thesaurus. It's terrible. It's also terrible.
All right.
Let's stick to the Switzerland joke.
I like Switzerland's leader in the clubhouse.
Okay. All right, got two more. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
Honey?
The...
There you go.
Same
middle name.
You should definitely get something for getting the punchline.
Very good. Okay. If you have 10 apples in one hand and 14 oranges in the other hand, what do you have?
Giant hands.
There you go.
Giant
two
hands.
Two big hands.
Yeah. All right.
So they're kind of Tandler's Got Jokes and Tandler's Got Riddles.
Yeah.
Which is great. Tell the Switzerland one more time.
What's the best thing about Switzerland? Don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
All right. Tandler's got jokes, everybody. That was tremendous. This podcast has gone incredibly long, thanks to Pete's 20 questions. I hope you enjoyed it. For Meat on the Phone, or I guess for Mitch on the Phone, Pete is unfortunately here. Tandler and his jokes. I'm JP Finley. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
And so does Troy Vincent.